Welcome to the Inner Hoe Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam One Black, non-monogamous, pansexual, feminist hoe living in New York City, and
Akua, the bald one.
Did you guys hear that? If you didn't, it's Akua the bald one.
Akua the bald one.
And me, Rob, one agender pansexual feminist with a fatty.
Yes. I'm Rob and I'm the not bald one.
And I'm the not bald one. I'm the one with locks that are a different color and nobody notices.
Damn, oh, son. This episode, this ridiculous show. We have two types of episodes. Group episodes and interview episodes. On interview episodes, I, Sam, the principal host of this show, and one of my rotating co-hosts talk to folks with insightful perspectives on sex, love, dating, gender, and or race. On group episodes, all of the hosts come together to chat about sexual current events in the world, our lives, and yours. This episode is a group episode.
Ooh, it's a group.
We're missing one.
Three-fourths.
Florida. Yeah, three-fourths of the Inner Hoe Uprising is here. And we'll be talking about things like dating fact versus fiction, insect dicks, interracial relationship woes, establishing consent with hookups, herpes, and more. But before we get into that, we're doing a couple of short segments, and they are
Bay of the Week.
We talk about people who we find attractive.
Hoe of the Week.
Where we shout out you guys, the homies, the listeners, and the fans.
And self-care tip of the week.
Where we give you all some advice on how to take care of yourselves.
If you guys would like to follow along with the conversation had on this podcast on social media, you can do so by using the hashtag Inner Hoe Uprising so we can see it, and the hashtag Podin so other people can see it.
And if you want to pay us to speak at your school or conference about sex positivity, black feminism, or the other kinds of topics that we discuss on this here show, we would love to do so. So please to book us, send us a line to ihupodcast@gmail.com. Up first, we have
Bay of the Week.
If anybody's been on Twitter, you might have seen this weird Ancestry.com commercial. You didn't see it at all, Akua?
I'm not on
Twitter. So now you have to describe for the people who aren't on, because fuck.
So, damn. Okay, so Ancestry.com, if you don't know, is a it's like a lineage website that also has DNA testing. That's not all that they do, but that's one of the big facets that they do that attract people to them. I did it in my family and it actually benefited us, but they did something really, really irresponsible. So there's a commercial that's set in like
1800s, 1700s.
Yeah, sometime during chattel slavery, right? And there's a black woman named Abigail and a nameless white man. It's already bad because like Abigail. So Abigail and the white man are plotting to run away because of slavery and they're trying to go to Canada. And then basically the commercial ends with like, we don't know the end of the story, but like you can find out the end of the story by going to Ancestry.com. And Ancestry.com is obviously about your personal ancestry. So basically it's saying something like, this could be your personal family history, which is problematic for a ton of reasons, not many of which I want to get into on this podcast because I'm producing a whole other podcast that's about that. One of my bays of the week this week is my co-producer on a podcast called In Those Genes, and her name is Dr. Janina Jeff, and she's a black woman geneticist who wrote a really good piece about why that whole commercial was fucked up. Yeah. And then also we are raising money to make that podcast, and I will link the GoFundMe for that in the description of this episode. First bay of the week down. Second bay of the week. Okay, did you have comments? Your eyes were doing things.
Yeah, my face was just like, where is this going? Because I know the fuckery.
And it was fuckery. One of my favorite things about the article was like, sometimes you just, I don't think you need science to like tell people to shut the fuck up, but it's always good to have that in your pocket to tell people to shut the fuck up. And Janina did a breakdown of like how we can like literally look at X and Y chromosomes in black people and see why the white trait or whatever, the white trait, but like white the, ancestry is more
the X chromosomes, exactly. Which means that it was passed down maternally, which means that more than likely that a lot of black women in slavery were raped by white men.
Exactly. Yes.
Because it's, of course, if it's slavery, it's non-consensual.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome.
Rob has a degree in biology. And I have a degree in media.
We have degrees, though.
That's a fact. That's a fact. But alas.
Alas.
Next bay of the week. Motor Pretty Creative, who is a fan of this show, she had this really, really cool cosplay of herself as Captain America. And she like had a wax print cloth on her head. And I was just like, you look so cool. You're one of my bays of the week. Because I was really excited for Endgame. Yeah.
cosplaying cuties.
Yes, I love cosplay. Or I love to look at people in cosplay. My next bae of the week is Miss_Chalet. You guys might have seen this, but she's a black trans woman who did the Before I Let Go challenge. First of all, I thought she was Beyonce.
Exactly.
I woke up and I went on Twitter, and you know, Beyonce puts like old school filters on it. Mm-hmm. So this woman used that, and then also like my phone brightness was down, and then also the bitch looks like Beyonce and moves like Beyonce. So she did it with, and I like briefly saw somebody write about it, and they were like, the shirt that she's wearing and the flag that she's waving. So she had a shirt of
Last name Shelby, first name
Nigel.
Nigel, yes.
Yes, he died by suicide because of bullying that he was getting, I think, in his high school or in his home for being gay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she had a shirt on with his face, and she was like waving the trans flag. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, Beyonce is doing that? But then it was this woman, and I was like, but this woman is doing that? Mm-hmm. And it made me shed a tear. And also, that's what I'm going to learn the Before I Let Go challenge too. Because she did it in a very... The way that she did it was more tangible than the ways other people do it. Because you know what? Other people do challenges and they're just like adding in all their fucking spices.
I was like, I'm not doing any of this.
I don't need your spice, bitch. I just need the
very
basic actual steps.
I need the electric slide.
Beyonce said to the left, twirl that ass to the right. That's just all I'm trying to remember.
Just do it. Yeah.
That's how we're going
to
be getting
down. I can add my personality to it later.
Exactly. I'll do it on my own, but I don't need to see you do that.
We'll practice later after the recording.
Yes, we got this.
At least once.
I have to second that bae of the week. She's my bae of the week because she is I knew of her prior because she's a Beyonce impersonator.
Yeah.
And I believe Beyonce has shouted her out for like impersonating her costume during Beychella.
She also
night she had on Beyonce's
the exact same thing.
Yeah,
she was like, I didn't do that.
And I was like, oh, I love her.
And she also recreated all of Lemonade.
Yeah.
This woman's actually been amazing. And then my last bae of the week is this Instagram account called Me and Somebody's Queer Kin, or Somebody Queer Kin.
Yes.
Oh, you started following them?
I've been following them.
I didn't know that. Okay. So backstory to this. There was something called Somebody's Daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the first one. Somebody's Daughter doesn't exist anymore, though.
Me and Somebody's Daughter was first. And then Me and Somebody's Son came along and they had beef because the man was upset that Me and Somebody's Daughter
this time
was, you know, profiting off of their intellectual property. So I remember that beef. But the woman said that she wasn't stealing. It was just that she didn't see herself represented in Me and Myself as Somebody's Daughter. And I didn't either because it seemed so male focused.
Yes, it was.
And I needed something like Me and Somebody's Son because I'm trying to see Me and Somebody's Son.
So
I
loved all of them, right? Mm-hmm. But I just started following it because I just like cute shit.
Yeah, I like seeing black love. Yeah.
And I didn't like it because it was so male centered, but I was like, is this the only thing? And then today I saw an article about Somebody's Son. And I was like, oh, there's another one. So it's interesting that Somebody's Son didn't shout out Somebody's Daughter in the first place. Because then after that, I was just like, I just need like more. Like, I want a polyamorous relationship. I need big niggas. I need like queer shit. Mm-hmm. Like, give me disabled niggas. I just want to see more stuff. Because honestly, Somebody's Daughter looks exactly like Somebody's Son.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot Instagram looking couples.
And that was also part of their beef. But
interesting. Mm-hmm. But then I was just like, let me just make another version. But then I was like, maybe it exists. So then I just typed in Somebody and I found Somebody Queer Kin, which is basically a queer version of these. Did we explain what it was? It's a photo board of couples, basically.
Yeah.
Black couples specifically. And it's just cute. And like they'll tag, but like in the Instagram font that you use in stories on the one with Somebody's Daughter, it'll be like Somebody's Daughter, Me. Mm-hmm. And then for Somebody's Son, it'll be like Somebody's Son on the guy, and it'll be like Me on the woman or whatever.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Somebody's Queer Kin is like Me, Somebody's Queer Kin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I started following Me and Somebody's Queer Kin when I started following Me and Somebody's Son because they popped up as like the suggested. And I was like, this is the one for me.
Yes.
But I don't want to unfollow this one either.
Yeah. That's why I was like, I'm going to follow all three. Mm-hmm. And then I tried to find Somebody's Daughter and it wasn't there anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. Nigga just left Instagram.
Tight.
He was like, people steal intellectual property on the internet? I'm out. Which has happened to this show several times. But sorry that happened to you, bro. All right, those are all my bays of the week. I'm gonna stop talking now. It's been a minute.
Good bays.
And real fast, I do have a bay of the week.
It's Lena from Bag Ladies.
Lena just finished law school.
Yes, literally right now.
Yeah. Twerking for Lena.
That's amazing.
Twerking for Lena.
Shout out to Lena. Shout out to Bag Ladies.
Graduation is in a few weeks, but today was the last exam.
Yes. That's very amazing.
You about to be a motherfucking lawyer, my nigga.
Yeah.
It's just lit. So, you know, shout out to you because queer niggas do awesome things.
That's a fact. Bag Ladies is a show from two Bronx baddies, Afro-Latinx Bronx baddies, who help you help them help you unpack their baggage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Lovely show.
It's one of the most meaty and concise shows of all time. And Stephanie is just an amazing editor. Hire her, you motherfuckers. Okay, Ho of the Week is next. So I wanted to shout out some people who always shout us out online. So there's Roslyn, who was on the solo polyamorous episode of the Inner Ho Uprising last year. And we met her at Poly Dallas also last year. She's great. So she also has this page on Facebook called Loving Solo, which is basically about solo polyamory. And she just posts our episodes a lot.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, holding it down for the Facebook people.
Thank you, Roslyn.
Appreciate you.
Yes, thank you, Roslyn. Diamond posts us a lot, too. Yes, and also, she gave us that.
Never forget the grand mic.
She gave us the grand mic. Yeah, Diamond is the one third of Marsha's Plate podcast, about hosted by three Black trans baddies, awesome individuals. And yeah, we love her. So thank you, Diamond. And then finally, Milton also posts us a lot. On both his story and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was retweeting.
Yes.
Was interacting.
Yes. And appreciate he is the host of Bi Connections podcast. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Milton.
Podcast niggas loving podcast niggas.
Exactly. And then last week on their episode, I think it was episode 203. I don't remember the title of it, but Tea with Queen and Jay gave us libations for the Brad and Noelle episode.
Yes. Aww. I heard it and I was like, oh, I cried.
You cried?
No. I cried. I figuratively cry.
Damn. Oh. Who are these other bays of the week? Sorry, hoes of the week.
Other hoes of the week are the hoes that paid us.
Good shit.
And we have Rahama N, Janae Ariel, who also sent a very lovely message along with their payment.
Thank you, Janae.
And Jordan R.
All right. Thank you, guys. That's very awesome of all of you. Let's go on to self-care tip of the week now. This looks meaty.
That's why I was like, I'm leaving this alone. You go ahead, Akua.
I've been listening to too much Queer Walk. I'm expecting jingles and shit. I was like, this needs a jingle.
You want to create one?
No, oh, I don't want that labor.
Self-care tip of the week. I said.
That's being used every episode.
Thank you so much.
This is kind of slicing.
Please. I feel so special.
Oh, man. The self-care tip of the week is to how to combat PMS gingivitis, also known as menstruation gingivitis.
That sounds so fun. That's like my band name when I started a pop punk band.
MG.
Now, you've heard us talk about PMS gingivitis before because Samantha has mentioned that she suffers from it.
Yes.
I, too, occasionally suffer from it. It has been a while, and then it kind of flared. So then this made me wonder if this was just me and a Sam thing, or if this should actually exist. It does.
Yeah.
And also because my dentist gaslit me.
Wow.
This all started when I was 13, and along with other horrid PMS symptoms, my mouth would fucking hurt. Mm-hmm. So I went to the dentist because oral things require oral physicians.
Yes.
And he told me, this is why I don't go to the dentist, but... That's later the self-care tip. That ain't the self-care tip, y'all go. But he sat there and told me I need to remove teeth.
Yeah, at so 13, then my mama, which doesn't make sense.
So then my mama listened to him, and I removed my teeth. Mm. That didn't help. That didn't help shit.
It just made you not have teeth.
It literally...
I have less to chew with now, thanks to you.
Less
and I still got gingivitis.
And the purpose, what he said, I was removing my wisdom teeth, because the teeth in front, growing before my wisdom teeth, were impacted. And whenever my PMS gingivitis would flare, it also felt like my wisdom teeth was growing.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, all right, let's remove the impacted teeth so that your wisdom teeth have room to grow in.
Mm-hmm.
These shits are still fucking hurting me. They're in my mouth and they fucking hurt.
14 some odd years later.
Gas use,
he really fucked you over.
And it took a simple Google search at the ripe old age of 27 to realize that menstruation gingivitis happens. It's a PMS symptom.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck he don't know that?
Because he's a man. Fucking without a vagina.
Mm-hmm. So PMS gingivitis is caused by hormonal changes during the menstrual cycle. Increase in progesterone during your menstrual cycle can cause inflammation of the gums, salivary glands, cause bleeding gums, and canker sores, which are all also symptoms of gingivitis.
Mm-hmm.
The catch-all is that the symptoms start about a couple days before your period and end somewhere, you know, towards the end of your cycle as well.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that that's real, I was like, oh, I must spread the word to people because it hasn't happened, in a while. And this flare-up had to be the worst.
Yeah, the bitch just pops up on you and it'd be hurting for no reason. You're just like, what's going on?
What the thing?
It's weird.
So the left side of my mouth has just been on fire.
Yeah.
And then I thought, Samantha tells me to floss.
I do tell you to do that.
She hasn't steered me wrong yet. Let me try that. Flossing didn't help nothing.
Yeah, it hasn't been helping me this time around.
It has hurt it. So damn. I had to figure out, to the point where I couldn't chew on that side of my mouth. It just was not happening. And all I could say was, my mouth hurts.
Your mouth hurts right now, this very moment?
Yes, right now.
Jesus.
Because it's still biting. It's also the inflammation on my gums, but then it causes the last teeth I have, the ones that he let grow in, to bite on the inside of my
cheek. Yeah.
Bit.
Yeah. It just feels like my whole mouth is crowding when it happens, and it's really weird. I don't know.
It doesn't make no damn sense.
It doesn't.
So I then went on a search for home remedies of how I could fix this. And mm-hmm. I started with a salt water rinse, which kind of calmed it down.
Mm-hmm.
But then every time I ate, it flared back up.
Mm, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then I tried Listerine because that's what it's literally there for.
Gingivitis. That's what that guy said.
That helped the most.
Yeah.
What? Rinsing with gingivitis was the best. Gingivitis.
I don't want to rinse with that. Yeah.
Let me get some gingivitis.
Rinsing with hair of the dog has really helped. But on my search for how to treat with home remedies, it was also applying a turmeric gel, which was just turmeric powder and water, and then rubbing it on your gums, because turmeric
is an antibacterial,
anti-inflammatory.
Oh, okay.
Spice.
Uh-huh.
Eat mad curry. Jamaican curry specifically.
That's why you don't have it, Rob, because you got an ace.
Yeah. Eating the curry.
Lucky me.
A tea tree oil rinse, that also helps because I had tea tree oil on hand. So a couple of drops in a cup of water and rinse. A lemongrass rinse, which I didn't try, but seemed lovely.
That sounds like it smells good.
So Samantha's going to link the website where all these remedies list.
Okay.
Because they're all backed by studies and whatnot. That leads me to the third point, which is do what Sam tells you to do, which really means...
It said that verbatim, too. And I was
it does actually say that.
Which means improving your regular oral hygiene, flossing regularly, brushing and rinsing regularly, and seeing your dentist more regularly.
Yeah, because sometimes you actually might need to remove your wisdom teeth, which is what I did, mm-hmm. because it was just getting wild crazy back there. It was just ODing for no reason, particularly around my period, but then also it was just OD, and I'm just prone to gingivitis. So mm-hmm. if that's what you need to do and you have the means to do it, I would suggest that you do it. Let's plug some events now. So May 5th, we have the May edition of Sex Trivia Sundays. Sex Trivia Sundays is always pretty fucking lit. We have experts, we have music, we have trivia, obviously, which is fun.
Prizes.
We have prizes, we have good drinks, we have Game of Thrones afterwards for the month of May only, because then Game of Thrones ends.
Wait, it's only a month and a half?
There's only 6 episodes this season.
But still, for the month of May, come through and insult with me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because that's going to be the last episode that you'll watch with Inner Hoa Uprising anyway. I might go back the next week, because that's the final episode. But yeah, come through. The link to RSVP will be in the description of this episode. And then 6 days later, we have Pod and Live NYC, which is the biggest Black podcaster meetup in all of history.
In the world.
Thrown by our friends Tea with Queen and Jay. There's people there who podcast. There's people there who listen to podcasts. There's people there who want to get into podcasting. There's people there who just want to hang out with Black people on a good spring day. Spring Saturday. Mm-hmm. And the link to RSVP that will be in the description of this episode also.
Pay a hoe.
If you love this show and appreciate the hard work that we do to bring it to you every week, we would so greatly appreciate it if you supported us monetarily and non-monetarily. To support us monetarily, we ask you to visit innerhouseuprising.com and choose the Pay a Ho Once or Pay a Ho Monthly options. Pay a Ho Once redirects you to our PayPal, where you can drop off any one-time donation at any amount that you want as many times as you want. So that takes you to paypal.me/innerho. It's kind of like we're fuck buddies and we just call each other up when we want to satisfy that itch. If you choose the Pay a Ho Monthly option, you'll be redirected to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/innerhouseuprising. On Patreon, you'll be given the option of setting a monthly recurring donation at any price that you want. And we'll return the favor with some monthly goodies, like we're in a committed relationship and we have some expectations for one another. So if you donate $2 or more a month, you get early and discounted access to Inner Ho Uprising events. And if you donate $5 or more a month, you get, fuck that, a regular Inner Ho Uprising newsletter curated by yours truly. It's fun, it's insightful, it's filled with offbeat stories about sex, love, and dating that you may have missed in the current drudgery of the news cycle. If you're strapped for cash or don't wish to support us monetarily, then there are other ways to help us out. You can leave an Apple Podcast review or a Stitcher review. You can comment on one of our episodes on SoundCloud or CastBox or Himalaya. You can tweet about us and tag us on Twitter or Instagram. You can reply to Twitter threads asking what your favorite podcasts are with our @. You can drop a link to your favorite Inner Ho Uprising episode in your group chat. You can tell your work best friend to give us a listen. Or you can walk down the street rocking some Inner Ho Uprising merchandise, which you can find on innerhouseuprising.com/merchandise. Now, let's get into this motherfucking show. To our current event segment now, which is called Fuck That. Very excited for Rob's story.
I was excited because I have so many feet.
I didn't know that, oh yeah, you do like feet. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but it's like, you no, like not like pictures of like people's feet though. Like, I like to look at them in real life. But so what's I have like phone? A lot of like just weird ass cartoons that people make with feet. And I love a good fucking foot cartoon, because there's nothing sexually gratifying for me. It's just so fucking funny. So yeah, if you haven't guessed, my story is about feet, but specifically it's about feet with built-in vaginas. Which I always thought would exist someday. Like, I always knew this. So I had this idea in my head for so long. It's like, if you really loved feet, why wouldn't you want to fuck a foot, right?
You should have invented it. You could have been making the bag.
But niggas is poor. Like, you need some kind of socioeconomic status to invent shit.
That's true.
I'm not going to invent I'm not going to invent vagina, vajingles, I don't know, the feet out of paper mache.
Vegeta. So. Vaginas and feet.
Wait, I put a couple different names in there.
No.
Hold on. What did I put? Foot-gina, and then I put a foot. I was crying.
That's like the higher class version. Yeah, it reminds me of like Roomba or something like that.
Yeah, the foot is what you get from online. The foot-gina is what you get in the sex shop that they follow you around the store, so they think you're gonna steal something. So don't get the foot, get the vagina. Anyway,
where's this going?
The thing about this article is that it starts off saying, from BDSM to threesomes, many people have fetishes that they love to fulfill. So when I read that, I was like, eh. So basically, I'm here to just quickly clarify.
Let those niggas know.
Kinks and fetishes, all right? You know, my idea of a kink and a fetish is, a kink is just something that lies outside of what is considered the norm of sexual behavior. It's like
vanilla sex.
It's kind of like what people call sexual deviance. Mm-hmm. And it's an umbrella term for many different kinds of acts. But fetish, now this is where like the definitions get like a little murky. So just to like paraphrase, a fetish is more like an objectification of like a body part or an actual object, articles of clothing, but it's also something that's very sexually gratifying. Mm-hmm. So that is just a term under kink. Mm-hmm. So a fetish is a kink, but a kink isn't necessarily a fetish. A threesome isn't inherently like a fetish.
Yeah, cuckolding is not a fetish.
Unless you only, like, I can only have threesomes and I can't get off, according to that other definition, where it was like, it's like the only way that somebody can have sexual gratification. That's like the only way that you can like an orgasm.
In that, but fetishes are specific to objects or parts.
If it's two penises at once. I don't like one penis. I can't do it. I love penises, but I need multiple penises. But you know, either way though, a threesome isn't a fetish. Mm-hmm. And BDSM in itself, in the umbrella term, isn't a fetish.
Yeah.
And then that just goes to show the person who wrote that article probably doesn't really understand the world of kinks and fetishes. But it's okay. We ain't gonna shame you, young person. Thank you for writing this article about the vajinkle. All right. Anywho, but yeah, foot fetishes are like common, and like the studies are just like monitoring people like with kinky, like kink websites and stuff, and fetish websites, and like foot fetish is like the most pressed thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. There's mad foot fetish shit out there, and now the vajinkle is just something.
It was a $1 million idea.
It really was, and it looks pretty cool. So basically, to describe the vajinkle, so it's 9 inches long. So they said long, which is another reason why I'm like, who wrote this? Because that's not really a description of dimension
at all. Because especially because like, it's a 3D object.
Yeah. It's like, is it the foot that's the 9 inches long? Is it like the height? The actual vagina?
It's nine inches long. Deep.
You know,
yeah, that's what they meant.
Yeah, but they didn't say that.
Is that what they meant?
I don't know.
I didn't create the vajinkle, sadly.
To read, and I'm like, I don't know. Because somebody reviewed it, like, and they put like the review in there, and they said that it's not that deep. Mm-hmm. But
it's not that deep, bro.
It's not that deep, bro. You read way too hard into this shit, bro. But they said, like, but it's like, is that really what you're here for? You're not really here for the deepness of the vagina, because you're here for the foot. You know, you're here for the foot part of the vagina. So... But okay, also it's like a white foot. It's like white people feet.
It is a very white foot.
It is a very pale foot. 100% pale. You probably paint the toes with some shit. It's just a pale foot.
The toes are the same color as the foot, which kind of freaks me out.
It's like the joints are just the same color. Foot don't got no bones. It's a pretty realistic foot for like a sex toy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's still a fake ass foot. But I think that if you are doing, like if you have it, you know, for your fetish, that a lot of that you use your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wouldn't be, oh my god, the silicone foot. It's like, nah, my nigga, this is a foot that I'm about to fuck.
Yeah,
you feel me? Like, yeah, fuck the shit out of this foot. I'm so excited. Oh my god. So the company is called Silicone Wives, and I was like, question mark, what? And it costs like, the thing is that it costs $200.
That sounds reasonable, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, is it though? It's like, it's reasonable considering that it's like, it looks like it might be the only one, but I've seen this and I don't think it was this one. Like a foot vagina in a sex shop that me and Miko went to.
It also depends on how the material feels.
So the material is handcrafted medical grade silicone.
Okay.
So I think that's the part. It probably feels like one of those toys.
Not one of those rubber ass.
Remember one of those toys that we got that was just like, oh God, what is this? Fuck? This shit was like, remember the fucking fleshlight thingy?
I never used it.
You never touched it?
I never even opened it.
Okay, well, it feels fucking weird. Mm-hmm. It feels weird.
Like good weird or bad weird?
Like just, it feels very fucking soft. Like,
oh.
I don't know. I don't have a dick.
That one is extremely expensive. That's I'm like $500.
Sure. Really?
It's very expensive.
And so I know, because I've touched really expensive silicone, that if that feels like anything like the expensive silicone that I've touched, that it does probably feel extremely nice.
Yeah.
And you throw a little lube
on
it.
I'm sorry, it's $200. But still.
Yeah, it's still pretty
expensive. I was never going to pay
for that. Because
it wasn't
that big.
Yeah.
It was a very small like toy, and it wasn't that complex.
And this one is in the shape of a foot
it's
with the same
whole
material.
Fucking foot.
So honestly, they're kind of undercharging.
And it's like the vagina of the vajinkle is pretty cute.
Yeah, it's a nice little pussy.
It's a nice little pussy.
It's like a pocket pussy.
And you know, you could just put, and I mean, honestly, like if you're a fucking artist,
yeah,
with the vajinkle, you can really spruce that shit up.
Can we talk about some hair the placement of the vajinkle?
It's literally so, okay, cool. You have
a
foot,
that
right?
Kind of freaks me out, not to kink shame, but it scares me.
Okay, that but one. That's the part that I what is wrong with
this nigga Rob is not okay. No, I'm just kidding.
It's like, I'm really like, I don't want feet like on me.
Uh-huh. But you like to look at them.
I don't
that's
like
valid.
To look at them. That's why I'm just so excited about
they
the
are
vajinkle.
Nice feet.
It is a really nice foot. All right. I hope that they...
You say that one more time. We got to ask them to sponsor us. That's why I'm so excited about them. Like, did they write this copy? Like, is this episode
it's an advertisement. No, if you send me one, we'll use that shit. All right. So think about your legs and right above
like right, actually right at the ankle. Yeah. What it looks like. It's like you cut it off.
Yes. Yep.
And then where your bone is,
that is where
vagina is.
Yeah.
So basically, while you're fucking it, you get to hold the foot.
Yes.
So basically, it's literally a foot fleshlight.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, to really be a good description of it, it's a foot fleshlight, mm-hmm. Which is why, like, you know, it's at the ankle because you have to be able to, like, actually stick, like, a penis in there. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem like it's that long, but you can at least bare minimally stick a good few inches of your penis in there. Mm-hmm. But you get to hold the feet.
Is there like a hole also in the foot part? So can you kind of like div it in and down?
I don't think so.
Like a shoe. Like a
and then you can wear it?
This is my foot dick, girl.
I think that it goes straight down just into the ball or to the heel of the foot.
That's why they're only charging $200.
When I first thought of a vajinkle, I thought that the vagina should be placed on the sole of the foot. I feel like that's better placement for
it. It's like with the sole of the foot,
that
though,
feels weird.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like if I'm going to fuck a foot, right? I want to be able to hold the foot, you know?
Okay.
I want the leverage of the actual, yeah. Because it's like, I think it's a pair of feet.
Do they sell it as a pair?
I don't know if it's a foot.
The pictures look like a pair.
It's a pair.
Yeah, the pictures are a pair.
So let's say that it is a pair of feet. Then you could, I mean,
maybe the pair is $400.
But even if you hold the foot, you still have more leverage than if you're like you're fucking from the bottom. Like, yeah. It's where you're doing all that ankle, you know? I don't know. Every time I've ever thought of feet, I have got so many pictures, bro. And it's always a feet with the vaginas at the ankle. And it just always makes sense. Because, like, that's just the best part to fuck a foot.
You know?
Like, I really hope that aren't kink shaming me, by the way.
Nah, don't do that.
Like, please don't. I hope you still love me after this.
What is this one? Is this one actually called the vajankle?
No, none of them.
Yeah, none of
them. Well, there actually is a vajankle, and it looks really scary.
Oh, can I see?
Yeah. I'm going to send it to you guys so I don't want to flip my laptop around. But, like, it looks more like a real foot than the one that we're talking about. And I'm scared.
Ooh, I like fear. My favorite.
First of all, the pussy lips are like, I don't know, it's a white person's foot, so I can't speak to white people's pussy lips, but it looks like the pussy lips of a black person.
Wow.
So that's already like jarring to me.
Well, I can say that.
This nigga know about white pussy.
Nah, because Miko's like, you know, he's not black.
Yeah.
His inner area is a lot darker.
He's not white though.
True.
This
what
looks
if
like
it's
a
not
white...
a white person's foot? What if they're like Puerto Rican?
Honestly, that kind of scares me even That's more because actually... the specificity of race. Like, here's a Mexican foot.
Very foot, so vagina, much arousal. This is actually a very realistic foot. It
looks too real.
I don't think that this is real.
Okay, you think this is like an artistic rendering? Oh, that makes
sense. It doesn't even have any
Oh my god, it says such orifice. I need to get off this website.
Yeah.
Why did they Photoshop a black pussy on a white foot?
I don't know, my nigga. And honestly,
I like my feet white, but my pussy's black.
Honestly, that is not the vajinkle that I want.
2020.
I want that silicone medical grade vajinkle that just kind of looks like a fucking vajinkle. Like, it looks
like
a flashlight.
Like, it looks cute. Like, personally, I don't really like my dildos to look like super like a dick either.
No, I like my dildos to fit my vagina very well.
I do.
You do?
Hey, I'm like very flesh.
And that's okay. It's all
but that one looked like a zombie foot with a vagina.
It looks like a cadaver foot.
Yes.
And is that realistic? And it's severed?
It had a French tip nails.
Yeah.
It was a 1990s foot.
It's actually the foot from the dead woman in Bad Boys where he hopped in the fucking
the white woman with the blue eyes, right?
Yeah.
It looks like
that's
her foot.
That's actually
feet.
The mold of her foot.
That is that bitch's feet.
Nah. Yeah. Not creepy.
Woo.
Anyway, so that's my story. Go get you a vajinkle. Please sponsors. Please send me a... Please put it
up. All right. Next up. The oldest living person with HIV turns 100.
Yay.
Can you sing? Can you play like
it's
balloons?
Your birthday. Oh.
Oh, that's true. Bad bitch contest. You in first place.
Shout out.
All right. So, we may never know their name because they wanted their identity to be kept secret due to HIV stigma.
It's very valid.
You also don't want niggas to come and take your blood to find out why you've been living so
fucking
long.
Dr. Sebi. That's how he cured HIV, guys. He stole HIV.
But he is known as Miguel, aka the Lipson patient.
I'm sorry, that's funny. Miguel, okay.
AKA the Lipson patient. And Lipson, I had to Google this because I don't know where Lipson
was. Is that Portugal?
Was Portugal, yeah.
That's why his name is Miguel. Okay, yeah, it all makes sense.
His name is Miguel. So Miguel was diagnosed with AIDS, which is also called stage 3 HIV.
I never knew that.
Stages? Yeah, yeah, you do have stages because HIV is a progression. That's why you have HIV if you have AIDS.
So he was diagnosed with AIDS at the age of 84 in 2004. He didn't know he had the disease, the infection prior to. He didn't know how he contracted it. He just showed up to a hospital. Just showed up. He presented to a hospital.
What's up, my niggas?
Hey, I take my blood with that.
Shit, I'm feeling good. So he presented at a hospital. He had rare forms of colitis, which is an infection in the colon.
Okay.
And lymphoma, which is a cancer of the lymph nodes.
Yeah.
And when they ran blood tests, they realized that he had low CD4 counts. So he was diagnosed with AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found weird was that his PCP didn't want him to get treatment. Because treatment would
include... Because he was old?
Yeah. Because treatment would involve chemotherapy at his age and then antiretroviral medications. But issue being the chemo.
Yeah.
Chemo
killing niggas.
But Miguel was like, nah, we fighting this bitch.
I'ma live as long as I can.
Niggas. And he is.
They don't call me Miguel for nothing.
So now, 15 years later, he's cancer-free. The virus is controlled. But I found the story so remarkable for the fact that we'll never know when he contracted it. He could have had it for 50 years.
Which is another thing, right?
Like,
yeah, even longer. He was 84.
If when he started at a ripe old age of 21.
Right.
And we talking 60 plus years.
Well, when did AIDS, HIV come to be, though?
The 1970s.
The 70s. Okay, so let's say figure he had it for about 30 years. Mm-hmm. Still, that's a really long time without treatment.
But then Miguel was out here without getting tested, you know.
Yeah.
Miguel.
Yeah.
I found the story remarkable because when you delve into the history of HIV, in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, people were dying
weeks
after the diagnosis of AIDS.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The fact that he's still alive is wow.
You know, at 84, he was like, oh, I got AIDS.
Yeah.
Now I'll be fighting this. And, was able to make it through.
Yeah.
Could you imagine at the 90s? He's like, oh my, that's crazy. I didn't even know that. Wow. All
right, so damn, bro.
So how are we fixing this?
It was positive because it shows. So I've been having a lot of HIV-related talks with clients and whatnot who, you know, fear for the health, you know.
Yeah.
And kind of talking, which...
Like HIV-positive clients?
Yes.
Okay.
Comorbid medical diseases like arthritis or things that cause chronic pains or just the scare that they have when they go for a routine lab result and their CD4 count is high and they're like, oh shit, you know,
yeah,
I've been taking the same medication for, I have to go figure out what it is, and the anxiety and the fear that it sparks for them.
Right.
So this story was kind of uplifting for me. Like, oh, Miguel's out here.
Miguel is 100 years old, y'all. Like, you good. Know, and he has AIDS. Like, he has the final progression of HIV.
Called cancer stage.
He's brought back from AIDS.
Okay, see, I didn't even know that was a thing that could happen.
Yeah, technically he's brought back from AIDS.
Oh, because when you change, because since considering that it's a count in cells, so when you change the count in cells, is when you change the progression of the disease.
But I didn't know that you could do that when you were at the AIDS stage.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like you can. Miguel has found some way to do so.
He literally went to Dr. Sebi.
Can we also just for one time say that there's no curing of AIDS specifically? Like, you would be curing HIV, so stop fucking saying that Dr. Sebi cured AIDS. And then also stop saying that because he didn't do that. And then also... Big Pharma tried to kill Dr. Sebi because he tried to do it. Well, why the fuck wasn't Dr. Sebi giving it out for free if he was such a community ass nigga? Shut the fuck up one time for the one fucking time.
Because
you guys tried to they tried to push that shit on my mom when she was extremely sick. Like that's very fucking there are people who are literally dying, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to steal their money on some bullshit? Like the final stages of their life? I need you all to shut the fuck up with that shit. Ooh, I hate that. But shout out to Miguel, though.
I second what Samantha said.
Thank you.
Yes, that I do.
It wasn't definitely not an invalid rant. Not definitely at all. Wild valid.
And very needed. Because also when Nipsey Hussle died, and that's all I heard, I was like, y'all not gonna do this. That's what we not going through.
He cured AIDS. That's why they killed him. And that's why they killed Left Eye.
Yeah, like it was just all the time, and I was just like,
"It's like my nigga,
y'all are so rude." Like
I get it, and he's like, "You're like, it's a black man. I want to root for him, but he also did not cure AIDS.
Not this way.
And
not,
I'm really sorry.
Not this way.
I'm really sorry.
Oh my god,
I have a better chance of curing AIDS at this very point in time.
And you actually, have a degree in biology, and Dr. Sebi did not.
We just actually found a scam artist fucking cure while in this room. And I'll give it out
you
for free.
You just have to steal Miguel's blood.
Like, yeah, we gotta hunt down Miguel and just start. Because
why is Dr. Sebi dead and Miguel still alive?
Right.
They're not strapping him up in a fucking lab.
Right? Just like, if Big Pharma has it, why are they not selling it? What are you talking about?
You know they would sell that shit for an arm and a fucking leg.
Why is it not on the market? What are you guys talking about?
Say,
just try. Just try to think for 2 seconds. That's all you need is 2 seconds to think. Whoo.
So they're trying to finalize it, so it kills the black man.
The black man. But also, what about the actual like MSM black men who are dying from AIDS that y'all shit on all the time?
Nah, we don't care about them.
What are you talking about?
We don't care about Dr. Sebi. R.I.P. that boy.
That boy. My nigga Sebi.
But what really took me out was reading that his PCP was like, nah, we not
treatment.
You lived the good life, my nigga. Like, what?
You 84. What more can you
who?
Ask?
What more can you
treatment?
Ask?
Who? Who?
Like,
nah, it ain't no treatment. He's like,
chemo.
He told him to be content, bro.
Like,
that's wild.
And it made me think of when ageism and stigma intersect in medical spaces. Like, you're a doctor. In 2004, moving forward, you know the chances have greatly improved for people to, live lives with the infection. You know that antiretrovirals work and help sustain people's lives. He was like, no, you've lived a good life, my nigga. 84, I'm not risking this.
I also can't help but to think that the Lisbon patient was like of a marginalized identity, because let it be like George H.W. Bush. That nigga was old as shit.
These niggas out here getting
operate
three,
on this nigga brain.
They getting three
give him a
triple
new brain.
Bypass
this nigga's
surgeries.
106. He needs a new brain.
Like, come on.
Come on.
And he was like, nah, Miguel, just
let
go
Miguel
home,
live.
Hug your family. Go home, hug your family. And it really made me think of, like, I don't know how, you know, the medical system is in Portugal, but in the U.S., specifically New York, your PCP is your gatekeeper to your specialties.
Yeah.
If they ain't writing you a referral, you got to fight them niggas.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you
true.
Legit got to fight them niggas.
Damn.
It's an oath that you should try to save my life at any means necessary, my nigga. You was like, nah, just go home. You be all right. What? Oh, that was my mini rant on ageism,
right,
and stigma in medical professions.
All bad.
Well, happy
compounding
birthday
factors.
To you.
It's your birthday.
I'm talking for Miguel if I ever meet him, which I won't.
Miguel happy is birthday. A bad bitch. I think that's the undeniable truth.
Here. That's why he wants his identity hidden.
He got the yams.
He got super yeeks. Extreme yeeks, man.
Somewhere Miguel is twerking in his stand-up mirror right now.
Mm-hmm. And yes, now that we know that we can live with HIV till 100, get tested, get on PrEP.
Yes.
Get on PEP.
Yes.
Do it all.
This is true. We can do all these things. For the sake of time, I'm cutting my current events because it's been an hour. But
has it?
It was about insect dicks, and it was really good.
Samantha!
I'm sorry. I'll write about it in
you
the
could,
newsletter.
You could do what I do. It's like, okay, talk about it all in 1 minute.
Nah, there's too much here. There's too much here. It's too good. It doesn't deserve that. That's a party on the weekend. That's a party on the weekend. She loved a party on the weekend. She loved a party on the weekend. Let's move on to our next segment, which is called
Fuck Me!
About our sexual, romantic, and dating lives. And also, I'm keeping this brief too, because I just feel like niggas don't deserve the time. And the time would be me editing this later. I don't want to do that. I don't even want to listen back to the story. So do you remember the story that I told last time where I was like, oh, I'm dating somebody and it's going really well?
Yeah.
It's false. No way. Not this time. We created it. This one was invented by a writer. It's an urban legend. Never happened. No way. Not this time. We got you. Not a chance. We made it up. Wrong. Not this time. No. It never happened.
I don't feel good.
That's the summation. That's the fucking summation. Ooh. Talk about it more off mic, but guys are just like not, they're just not good people.
No.
They're just not good people. And that's fine. Yeah. And then also, like, one time for you motherfuckers out there who like to say, I'm a good guy.
No.
I'm not gonna be like that. I wouldn't do something like that. I don't have a bad bone in my body. Not this time.
We made it up.
It was an urban legend. We made it up.
Our writers wrote it.
This one was invented by a writer.
You're wrong.
I will link to the meme that I'm referring to in the description of this episode, though.
Don't link it.
Just find it.
Just find it. Okay. It's not that hard.
Yeah, like, not this time.
Meme.
And it pops up. Yeah, that's my fuck me.
Sorry, Slam.
Whatever. Thank you. But, like, also... Yeah. Everything else in life is great.
Is it even a surprise?
No.
That's the thing. It's like, oh, it sucks and it hurts, but am I surprised?
Exactly. Yeah, it is disappointing. Like, I'm not going to front and say I wasn't, like, tight.
Mm-hmm.
I was, but, like, I'm also like... And also, we're, like, on a floating rock in the middle of nowhere.
Like, we're literally floating...
Like, when you think about that,
we're just floating, like, around a gassy star.
Exactly.
And the only thing keeping us here is fucking gravity. Exactly. And, like, what the fuck?
It's all very bizarre.
And all the galaxies are expanding away from us. Like, okay, we're not here.
Bee dicks explode inside of the female bee. Mm-hmm. Nothing makes sense.
Nothing makes sense.
I don't care. You know?
I understand.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Fuckthesenigas.com.
Yes. Yes. Akua?
My mouth hurts.
That's all I got.
Akua's like, I can't suck dick. Not that I would be doing so anyway.
Ain't no but dick if I wanted to.
I wouldn't, yeah.
Nothing is happening.
We made it up
over here.
Look at the niggas like, not this time. This one was invented by a writer.
Nothing is happening over here, so I'm going to toss it to Rob.
Gang shit, whole lot of gang shit, because that's where I'm at right now, too.
Well, cool. So I am in, like I told you niggas before, I'm in a relationship. But my partner, if you have not been stalking me, he is a Filipino-Ecuadorian man. So, no, he's not black, don't look black, not black passing, nothing like that. He has not had, like, any kind of, like,
definitely. He didn't use Ancestry.com?
He has not used Ancestry.com. He just knows.
Abigail is not his grandma.
What if he's not even any of these things because he's never used Ancestry.com? What if the slave... All right, anyway. oh, God, anyway. But, yeah, so, you know, it's different because... He's very unaware of his privilege a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to, like, explain a lot of the woes of being black. Like, he invited me to hang out with somebody that he recently met, this woman who works at a bar. And he's like, yeah, you know, she told me to come through, get drinks. Like, let's go. And I go. She's a white woman. And we're at a white bar. And I'm sitting there. I'm just being mad quiet. I'm like, why am I here? Mm. I didn't know why I was uncomfortable. And turns out I was just uncomfortable because I was like, I didn't know she was white.
Yeah.
And I didn't know I was going to be around mad white people. That wasn't how I was trying to spend my night. And right. I had to, like, you know, tell him after, like, you know, it took a little while for me to tell him because I didn't know how to because I'm still trying to fucking figure this shit out. Mm-hmm. Like, and I also want to say it in a way that it makes sense. Like, I want you to not know that I'm not just saying this to say this type shit. And I'm like, you know, you have to tell me when you're about to invite me to hang out with white people because I think, I mean, it's my right to decide whether or not I want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I literally, A, work for white people. I work with white people and I cater to white people. So I deal with white people on a daily fucking basis. And I prefer to spend my free time with not white people, even if I don't interact with these niggas, just to be around people who are similar to me is a very comforting feeling. And I also don't know, like, there might be a day I just literally don't want to deal with white bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you don't understand those interactions because you're not black. So, like, I'll tell him, like, the random things that people do. And he's just like, whoa, people still do that? Yeah, people still come up to you and touch your hair.
it is the wildest thing on earth, but this shit still happens. And then he's like, oh, well, you know, I also have similar experiences. White girls talk to me in Spanish, even though he doesn't speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. But it's like they just automatically assume, even though he looks very Filipino at that, but he's like, they automatically assume that, like, I'm a Spanish speaking man. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so imagine that and multiply by like 50.
Yeah.
And then imagine that with not just like women, or like imagine that with all white people in general, just doing really odd things, changing the way they talk, changing the way they move, touching you, just being all up in your fucking space. Like, white people don't be having, like, they don't understand personal space when we go out. Like, and now that I pointed out, he notices that we'll have all this space. It'd be a mile of fucking space, and they go, I want to be next to you.
Yep.
And like, it's not necessarily like the cool because you're blackness black.
Will rub off or something.
But it's
like
not
that.
Always because you black. It's literally because these niggas still, in general, just have no sense of boundaries. Mm-hmm. But especially when you fucking black.
Yeah.
When it's in a club, at least, when it comes to dancing, they just want to dance next to black people, and they kind of try to dance with you and shit. It's like, I just want to know. I want that to be my choice. I might not want to do that. I might not care. Mm-hmm. But the big fucking thing was, so my uncle had a comedy show. If you listen to this, it'd be like that sometimes. I'm about to blow you up, and I'm sorry I didn't tell you, but I also don't care.
That nigga violated my sister. He doesn't listen, though.
He doesn't. But he might, because my aunt was like, I guess was telling him how much she knows about me, even though she doesn't. If you listen to this podcast, you don't know anything about me. Congratulations. But ooh. But it's like,
hey, auntie.
I mean, I'm just talking about in general, because people do listen to the podcast and they really feel like they know you. Mm-hmm. And at least for me, my personal experience is like, they feel like, oh, you know, you're like a friend in my head. It's like, but don't forget that this is like, you know, it's kind of entertainment. Mm-hmm. And a certain, you know, we're very honest, but it's still, you don't know any of us. Yeah, we'll never tell you anything. Yeah. Really. These things I'm telling you, fine. I'm okay with, you know, saying, but yeah. It's like, I'm still a personal person. But she told him, I guess was telling him things about me. And then he asked me like, oh, why does she know so much about you? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, maybe it's because she might actually care about my existence. I don't know. So that's why he might try to listen. Like, oh, let me find out about my niece. But he, so he had a comedy show. I'm not into comedy primarily because it's almost always problematic. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, especially when it's like black comedians who think that they be like kind of woke.
Gay, LOL.
Like,
fat, LOL. Men do this, women do this, LOL. And I'm very fucking funny and I engage with comedy a lot, but like, y'all have some low bar, like, whack shit. Like, it's just not actually funny. Like it's just using tropes.
And a lot of it be like, I don't know where you're going with this type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of times I just end up being wildly uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really want to be here right now because this is not funny. And it's so wild. Like, all you niggas are laughing. Whoa. So, I mean, the show that because he hosted, even though his main joke was a kind of fatphobic joke.
Fat, LOL.
Like, it was
Rob
just,
doesn't know comedy.
Right, clearly, right?
It's fat, LOL. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. LMFAO. But the comedians weren't too bad. There was one comedian who said, like, oh, do you think the world is politically correct? Mind you, my whole family's there. Mm-hmm. And like half of my family's like, hell yeah, this shit's politically correct. Fuck that. And the other half is like, no, it can never be politically correct. And I was just like, where the fuck do I come from? Like, what is this? And then she said, you know, there's this word that I didn't know that I couldn't use. It starts with T and ends in Annie. Do you know what it is? And then my mom turned to me and goes, you know what that word means. And I was like, whoa. So anyway, that happened at the comedy show. It was weird. Don't know if she knows that I'm transgender. Don't know if she just thought that was funny. Don't know if she was just drunk. But I love you either way.
I feel like that comedian also stole that joke because I saw a white comedian do that exact same joke. Like, very but recently.
Niggas always steal from black women.
So, if somebody stole that joke from somebody.
Either way, it's just a really...
It's whack.
Yeah, it wasn't. But she's like, oh, I wanted to open up conversation.
That's not the place to do it, though. Yeah. You know? Like, use a podcast for that.
It just was very uncomfortable, especially because it was, like, T, and it's like, okay, cool, it's tranny.
Ha!
There was no,
LOL.
Yeah, like, it was very...
you forgot the LOL.
And then I told her about the experience. I was like getting lit. I told her about the experience with my mom. And then she
was very confused when I said I was transgender. How does your mom not know? She thought I was like a dude. And I'm like, no, like, yeah. So it was a lot. And then I had to do like a lot of teaching, and I was tired. So that was like the whole night. But then my uncle, since he hosts the show, he got like super duper drunk. And my boyfriend, we wanted to hang out, but I was like, oh, I'm such a fucking hermit. I never hang out with my family. I didn't remember why I didn't hang out with them. But I'm like, I never hang out with them. And I hate being that guy. Ooh, I hate being that guy who just, like, you know, just completely like fucking chests out their family like all the time. So I'm like, let me just come through. Like, they're all cool. They're all cops.
Fuck 12.
How did I say all that together, right? But they're all cops. But I mean, honestly, they're okay.
People are just like, there's a lot of different facets to people. Yes. You know, the trashiest really part of them is not like the best part of them.
Yes. So my uncle sees my, because first I was like, yeah, my partner's coming. And he's like, is it a he or she? And I'm like, it's a he? Like,
first of all, why are you saying it? Say they.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Your partner's a human.
Yeah.
Like, not an object.
Not the vajanko. The vajanko's the vajanko.
Your uncle thought that you were dating a foot.
Yeah. Because I'm always dating a foot. I just happen to date a fucking human this time. But I didn't tell him, of course, I didn't tell him what he looked like. I don't know, that'd be a weird thing to do.
That would be weird.
So he pulled up. So Miko is a short, chubby,
Latinx looking dude.
Tan dude. I mean, when he met him, my uncle's mad drunk and he's like, why you never date black dudes?
You literally, your last boyfriend was black.
And I was with him for so fucking long.
Your last they friend was also black. Yes. Your last girlfriend was black.
Yes.
We could go down the line.
All the way down the line. I dated one Puerto Rican nigga. And suddenly I date nothing but non-black people. If that ain't fucking confirmation bias,
right.
I don't know what the fuck is, all right?
Said, no.
Like, what the fuck? Literally, it's... Oh, now granted, they haven't met all my other partners.
All right, but you don't know me, nigga. So shut the fuck up.
He met my last ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
The black dude. And he met that nigga, the other black nigga. But, you know, they know that I date black people. And then either way, it's like, you don't trust that I'm, like, conscious enough to, like, that I'm making, like, a good decision.
It's funny because, like, you care about black people way more than your uncle does.
And you mad that I'm not dating them? I don't understand.
He's not mad. He's just trash.
Yeah. Touche. He's going to fucking hate me after this.
Come see me. Like, you're a cop, but still, come see me.
It was so bad. So then it got worse. It got worse as he called him a...
Can we talk about the fact that he's a cop, though? Like...
Well, okay,
when we
so
have
he,
people who
now
are
he
in
no
places,
longer works for the NY, well,
but
he no
did,
longer a cop.
And he definitely wasn't. It's not like he like evolved into using that word.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was always just, using
yeah,
that word.
Yeah, you're right. Like nigga, say nigga.
Always.
Right. Absolutely.
Mindset.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, and it's not. It wasn't like a friendly kind of thing that he
said.
It
can never be that though,
yeah,
because you are not Hispanic,
okay. Right?
So that's just not your word, my
I
nigga.
I guess you hear the defensiveness in me.
I'm sorry, yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's okay. Like, it's okay to, like, you know, because it's not right.
Yeah.
Even when he said it, it wasn't like I was letting that shit slide. It was hard, especially because it's like, you know, this
super
is my
hard.
Uncle, and he definitely, like, you know, helped raise me.
Mad feelings.
Weird, but I did tell him, because he said it once, and I looked at him, and then, but Miko, you know, Miko's not black. So he has, like, the privilege of letting things roll off of his back.
Yeah. And your uncle isn't white.
Correct.
So there's
so
like,
it's like it's not
this,
it's
this
not
nigga
as,
calling me that isn't really gonna
it's
affect
not
me
as hostile as
unless
an environment
you're a cop
unless you're a
but
cop.
That wasn't the situation yet.
Yeah, you know, it was like niggas ain't have guns on them and shit, but I mean, you know, still it wasn't like a hostile environment, but he always says that, like, you know, all these things don't affect me like they affect you.
Mm-hmm.
And da-da-da, like, you know, I have tough skin and blah blah blah, but it's like you have the luxury of having that.
You have privilege
because you don't, like, even if I have tough skin, it doesn't matter when I'm getting beaten and they're screaming that at me. My skin isn't physically tough.
Yeah.
So what does it matter when you're getting dragged behind a fucking car because you black? Tough skin doesn't fucking matter. And
right.
Like that's the difference. So I was being very defensive and he's like, no, like it's okay. And it's like, okay. But then I also have to explain, I'm like, all right, even if it's okay for you, it's not okay for me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like now you have to understand that it's not just about you. Like, right. You think that this is just a you thing. Like, oh, he's offending me and I don't care, so why do you care? And it's like, it's bigger than you, especially when you with me he's and this is my me. Family. This is my family talking to you, somebody that
he's throwing a racial epithet at my boyfriend.
And then it got even worse when he said, okay, so what are your intentions with my niece? And I was like, we're gonna fuck, right? We're gonna have sex tonight in my bed, and then we're gonna walk the dogs. Cause like, why are you fucking asking that? It's a very like dad, like very hyper masculine.
I hate that type of shit.
Like just trying to fucking like a show of force. And it was really weird because my dad's not even like that,
right?
You know, like, and I don't need another toxic dad.
That's that weird toxic masculinity. Yeah.
It was like overpowering.
Cause this nigga said earlier that he doesn't know anything about you, so why the fuck do you care what somebody else is even doing with me?
Because
he cares about your vagina.
Oh, exclusively. Ooh. Because it's weird, like this little uncle, fucking bro. Like this little fucking diamond, like little do you
the
know
pearl.
I have a fucking podcast called The Inner Hole Uprising, like right. My life is about empowerment, so even if we told you our intentions, you probably wouldn't even understand our intentions because our intentions are too complex for you. Mm. Our intentions aren't just having babies and getting married and da da da, because that's what Miko said, and I'm looking at him like that's not what we've been talking about.
Look at that nigga like, what?
Like, we always talk about, like, having kids and shit, but I'm like, we never necessarily talk about, like, getting married, like, really. And it's like, the trajectory of my life, it's like, there is no intention.
Right
now, we're just living. We just got together. There really is no intention. It's like, don't even answer that.
We're
nigga.
Treating each other good and making each other feel good.
That's where it fucking ends.
Right.
But then he goes, well, if you have babies, make sure you marry first. He said, you better not have babies out of wedlock. It's bad enough that they're already going to be half. And I was like, nah, it's like, you can't say that. You can't say
this
that.
This nigga was on like, 1,000.
Like, it just got progressively worse. I got progressively more uncomfortable. And then when I came home, like, I haven't even been in the mood to do anything like sexual since then.
Because of how he reacted.
How weird. It was just so weird. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole situation was weird. Now, granted, I'm not, like, mad at how Miko reacted because he's not black. Not to say that. It's just, like, it's a matter of fucking growth and growth with experience.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, really understand, like, the depths of how wrong that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, son. It's just such a hard place to navigate because it's like navigating between love and respect and navigating between culture and hatred. Like, it's just so many different like fucking levels. But that part, it just really shut me down and had me like try to like, I started to reevaluate like, you know, could I really see myself with someone who doesn't even understand like how bad something like that really is.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if it's like not even him just calling you a he called my kids
right,
like my kids that haven't even existed, they're half,
and that won't be the first or the last time.
One time for the kids. You can be Hispanic and black, by the way.
Yes.
Sidebar,
without me being African-American. Yeah. Or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, like literally the fucking history, like you niggas don't care about fucking, like it doesn't make any sense.
They don't know.
And then he's like, you know, it's like he presents himself, you know, such a woke person, and it's like, how could you be woke and how could you look me in the face and look my partner in the face and say something like that? And I don't know if he remembers any of this. I never spoke to him about it.
Thoughts, drunk words.
Yeah,
though.
So not to say that I know he meant everything that he fucking
right.
said.
But oh,
I
don't to, know like, if apologize.
He remembers actually saying it. You know, like he might say that in another shape, form or fashion in a sober way, and it probably would come out a lot less aggressive. But I don't think that he remembers.
LOL. Like that.
Yeah. LOL, what you want things of? But it really fucked me up, and I cried like the whole day the next day. So I'm just like, I feel like shit, this is horrible.
Yeah.
Like, you
and
know.
Then you were the only person who were feeling like shit.
Yeah.
Even though it was undoubtedly
I was telling
a shitty
cousins,
situation.
Like, hey, can you guys like get this nigga away from me? Like, can you guys like stop? Mind you, they're all in like their late 30s, early 40s, mid 30s, whatever. I am 27. Miko's 27. Mm-hmm. We're like the kids in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And me literally asking my cousin, like not even jokingly, like, yo, can you please like help me? Nah, I'm not even getting into this. It's like, why are you like
whack.
This?
Whack.
You know, it was so much. And, you know, that's just I've never experienced that. I mean, I've only been in like one like interracial relationship. But it is definitely a fucking learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I have to do so much teaching, especially because it's like, more than anything, if we do want to have kids together, you need to understand my children's experiences. My children are going to be black.
Right.
More than anything. Like they with my genes, they will never be able to pass as anything else but black. I know that shit. I seen that shit. So it's like, you need to understand what is wrong and how they're going to be viewed in the world from now. So it's not a surprise when they come home crying and all the things that I've been telling you that was happening to me is happening to them. Like, cause it's going to fucking happen. Cause the world is a horrible place.
And it will be for quite some time. For
quite some time.
Until it ends.
Yeah. Until Michael Langdon literally comes and blows his shit up.
250 years.
Please come.
He told me last night.
Milo
that's my Langdon. Only bae.
It's Michael Langdon. Yeah. Well, he's a pretty pop bae, so shout out to you. Should be your bae of the week.
Got good dick.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I do know. And I do know that I still feel like it's worth, like, you know, the relationship. I definitely feel like it's worth the teaching. I don't feel like it's a lost cause at all.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But also be like that sometimes, because I've been in situations where I put in even more
and got less,
and got way less. You know, this is something that is also a learning experience for me too. I just wish that it wouldn't have to be so drastic of a learning experience when it comes to shit like that. Like, I just wish that my uncle did not call my brother.
At the very least, right?
Yeah,
at the very minimal. Because also, like, your family acted wild, ridiculous. Like, I'm not gonna say I have the wokest family of all time. But for that shit to fly, you're accepting some different kind of shit. To just, like, throw around slurs and like not okay.
People
stop.
You just met?
And right. Like, that's is, like, he was actually
he
wildin'.
Don't even say nigga like that.
Who even says
that's
that?
That's the one that
that's a very, like,
it's like, a very, it's a very cop thing to say.
Oh, nice.
No, seriously. People who are in positions of power use, like, the slurs because they use that in within their departments. The text messages of, like, cops.
Or, like the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Like, the Juve Facebook group.
That's
and shit
how
like
they
that.
Talk about people.
Yeah.
So it's really, and it's, like, that's how white people talk about everybody.
That's
so
true.
It's, like, it's just, it wasn't necessarily, like, inherently surprising considering his profession, but it definitely didn't make it less hurtful. Because I just
of course.
Really had
doesn't
faith.
No,
yeah, I just
not
really
at
had
all.
Faith that he wouldn't be so openly trash, especially while he was right there. Because I'm like, yeah, I'm happy that you're not that sensitive. But like,
I think there's also something to the fact that he's like shorter, and the fact that he's just not like a big Aki nigga. You know, if you were dating a different kind of Hispanic or Latinx
no, he probably
person,
probably wouldn't have did that shit.
Exactly,
he probably would have did it. Not right then and there, though. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
Like, fuck no.
That's a different thing. That's a different thing.
Yes, because he definitely maneuvers. He maneuvered differently around Danny. Danny was a scary nigga.
Mm-hmm. Danny was a mixed martial artist. Yeah, mm-hmm. So
and he knew that.
There's someone in my family. I won't say it on the podcast. Had pressed. My ex-boyfriend, who's a big fucking nigga, very big, but like carries himself in like
gentle.
The same way that
yeah.
I carry myself. Weird ass, feminine ass. We're just doing whatever the fuck we want to do type shit. So the first time that he met him, he was like sitting down on the couch. So you can't see how tall, like
how
he's bigger than
is.
You, my nigga. And he pressed him for no reason. This nigga doesn't even care about me. This family member does not give a shit about me. And was just like, yo, so what you trying to do with my like family member or whatever? Where is that coming from? That's coming from you trying to flex your own shit because y'all have issues.
Facts.
Like, as men, y'all have issues, bro. We're not the ones to fix them. It's not going to be fucking us, but, like, that's where that came from.
Yeah.
Toxic.
Yeah, and it was going to be whatever. Like, if he was black, it would be like, oh, you know, he's a short, fat motherfucker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would have been anything.
Yeah, something.
He was just drunk and needed a flex.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, what do you do? Da-da-da-da. You taking any city tests? Like, it's just mad testy.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
And it's like, I just know, because I'm like, I don't want you to think that, like, my whole family's like this. I'm like, my dad and my mom, it's more like, if you love me and they're sure of that, and bare minimum, like, you're at least on my level where I don't have to take care of you. Because
mm-hmm.
that's their fears. Like, I have to take care of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if they feel like you have just as much to offer as I do, they don't give a fuck. As long as you're, like, decent. Like, don't come in the crib, like, smell like mad cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like, when you go to meet them and shit, like, don't smell like weed. Like, be sober. Like, that's about it.
Yeah.
Really, like, the
regular parent
things.
Shit. Like,
yeah,
older nigga shit.
Things, you know? Like, just, and, you know, you got your shit together. I think you'll be fine. Like, but my dad would never say anything like that to you.
Yeah.
He would never, he doesn't have to do that because he knows
he doesn't have to act like a dad.
Your dad doesn't have to even flex, though.
He doesn't. I mean, he everything flexes for him.
Right. No, like, exactly. Exactly.
And it's never been like that. Like, if he ever felt like he needed to have a talk with a significant other, I mean,
it would be for a valid reason, yes, first of all.
Like, when my ex met my father and smelled like weed.
Yeah.
And but all he said was, "You smell like weed."
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, snap." He's like, "I don't care what you do. Just make sure you know you, like, not, you know, fucking with my kid, you know, mm-hmm. like, because I don't know the extent of your fucking marijuana addiction, but just don't be fucking with my
which
child."
Is, which is a very dad thing to say, yeah, also.
But that's understandable, because I would probably say that shit, too. Like, why the fuck you gonna meet me for the first time?
Yeah, why do you smell like that much weed? Yeah.
Like, so it's a lot of weed to smell
yeah.
like.
Yeah, know, yeah. it's a lot of weed to whatever. Smell like.
So, yeah.
But, yeah.
True life, I'm in an interracial relationship. Or in an interracial queer relationship.
Yeah.
Too many layers, but never too much, never too much, never too much.
Thank you, Luther Vandross. Luther Robdross? No, I'm sorry,
Rob Vandross.
I don't like it.
Luther Van Rob? I don't...
Yeah, let's say that one. Luther Van Rob.
That right. one I do like. That Vantadross. One I do like.
Vantadross.
Vajangle Ross.
Vajangle. Vantadross.
One last thing I will say is, like, minimize the labor that you put on yourself. So something that I really appreciated that Jade said from last episode was just, like, point these niggas to links.
Oh, yeah, I be doing that okay. shit.
Yeah.
Now, I never used to do that before, but it's like, oh, I'm confused. Here's why you can't say tranny.
Right.
A thread.
Yeah. If you can read, here's an like article. OP. If you can listen, here's a podcast.
When that woman was, like, asking me about, like, trans that, and I was like, yeah, but there's, like, a lot of, like, literature that explains, like, all these things to you. And she's like, yeah, I'm not going to read all of that.
That's where the conversation ends.
Because let a white nigga come up to you and say, I'm not reading all that shit, bitch. How you going to feel?
He's like
the nigga was wildin' because okay. you're wildin' just like him.
Whatever. Oh, I guess he said he's not gonna read all of it, just like some of it, right?
Let's go on to our next segment, which is called
Fuck You.
The segment about your sexual, romantic, and dating lives. And if you would like to write into the show about, I don't know, it's not here, so what do they write in about? If you want to write into the show about your stories, your hotels, or a rant against the white cishet patriarchy, or sometimes the niggas in your family. Mm-hmm. Sometimes your fucking friends.
You gotta read these.
Exactly.
Your partners.
Sometimes your partners.
It is like that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Write into ihupodcast@gmail.com and include your pronouns, please. I'll read this one.
I read this before. I was like,
it was very sweet. So this
I
is
loved it.
Yes.
I was like, oh.
They just seem like they have a nice little family unit mm-hmm. going on. So this is love from a dad. And the dad writes, I just finished listening to Brad and Noelle's interview on your podcast. I'm Brad's father. Like, what dads listen to this
right?
show?
His father said, you want what? Now I got to tune in.
Inner like, hope?
Oh my God, could you imagine though?
What?
Because we just like talking about mad dicks. Cock freaking cock rings. And
I will say
fast forward that part.
My dad doesn't listen to this, but he does respect the hustle, and I really, really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's all that really matters.
Yeah. I'm Brad's father. I wanted to thank you for giving them the opportunity, for being so open and supportive and making me laugh. Aw, you're welcome. And they are both... It was just you and me talking about Brad's dick. Like, we're talking about your son's dick.
For hours. For the whole episode, from beginning to end.
He's like, yuck.
Welcome to the Inhole Uprising. We're going to talk Brad's about Brad's dick.
They are both remarkable individuals and deserve all the praise and credit they can gather for making their relationship not only survive, but thrive. Nigga got bars. It's been a long and difficult journey for Brad and for his mother, and I and Noelle was a godsend when she came into all of our lives, especially for Brad. She's so special that I really lack the words to put in proper perspective. The old adage, quote unquote, one in a million comes to mind. I'm also so glad that you are making the effort to explore and publicize the challenges that some of us have to overcome in this wild life. It is commendable. Best of luck with your endeavors. Thanks again. Thanks, Brad's dad.
Thanks, Brad's dad.
The original Brad dad.
The next letter comes from Pink Lady. And they say, hello. First
Hi.
Off.
Hello.
It's me you're looking for. Can we talk about how much I loved that song?
Oh, I never knew that.
As a young Akua. I'd be getting in my feelings.
Oh, God.
Ooh, I gotta go back. Okay. First off, I love your podcast and I've listened to every episode. My favorite being Swingers Anonymous.
I love that episode too.
I am a 23-year-old cisgender woman, but I am bi-curious and I fantasize about being with a woman sexually, not romantically.
Hey, it's me.
I am in a relationship with a man I lost my virginity to. We've been together 2 years and some months. We've talked about having a threesome with another woman, allowing me to explore this attraction to women. So I'm pretty sure he's on board. However, I have not the slightest idea how to begin searching for someone to do this with. And that's not the biggest problem either. I have HSV2 genital herpes. Unfortunately, I got it from my one and only partner. While I've come to terms with this and I am comfortable with it, there is still a stigma about it and lots of misinformation. While there are pills that can make this disease less likely to transmit to sexual partners, I'm afraid I'll never be able to bring to life my fantasy of eating pussy and exploring a woman's body. Please help. How do I begin to search for someone without being too public? For example, no dating, hookup apps, or online profiles. And how do I do this while having this STI? Any advice would be appreciated. Keep up the good work. You guys are amazing. Signed, Pink Lady.
Thank you, Pink Lady.
Thanks.
I feel like people often write out the idea of hiring a sex worker, but that is literally like a sex worker's job. Like, you can hire someone to be the third in your threesome.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And that doesn't, like, make it less fun or fulfilling or valuable.
I feel like it would make it more fun.
I mean, she's probably going to do a better job than random old Tasha Jane on the street. Right?
Exactly. Know what I'm doing. You know exactly what I'm here for.
Exactly.
We don't got to talk. We don't got to, like, drink and get comfy.
I'll pay for my own Uber home.
Like
I'm not going to stay.
Exactly. I don't want to stay.
Yeah, exactly. I want to be a part of your life.
I don't want your nigga.
None of it.
I want the bag.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's a perfectly reasonable option. In terms of having HSV2, I think that there's people out there who like know that it exists and are okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just like disclose that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, like, protection, of course, is like key because clearly, mm-hmm. like, you know, they both have
And like
have
not
it.
Having sex during a flare up and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
And yeah. like the thing is too, it's like if you're not necessarily like comfortable, like you're really like really paranoid about like spreading it, mm-hmm. but if it's genital herpes, if you want to eat pussy, one thing doesn't have anything to do with the other.
You can eat pussy.
Yeah, oh, you yes. can eat pussy. You
if
could
they
touch.
Don't have genital herpes,
yeah, you can eat pussy. You could touch. Yeah. So,
but then
the
if they
is,
do
if
have genital herpes, who cares?
Yeah, we
have genital herpes.
Still use protection though.
And I mean, like that's the. Yeah, and if you're doing that, but the only thing is like the disclosure of it, if you're going to have your partner, they're also participating.
Yeah,
if
that's true.
If he has it, then, you know, the disclosure is a different case.
You can also very much eat pussy with like barrier methods and mm-hmm. she could eat your pussy with a barrier method.
Mm-hmm. If you're like, I want to do this, but yeah. I personally don't feel comfortable with this because, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it might be like a really nerve-wracking experience, especially if you've never had a sexual experience with anybody else.
That's true.
And your one sexual experience like ended up like that. It's like, mm-hmm. it could be a little devastating. So, but you could also introduce that. It's definitely not the end all be all.
Yeah.
Because you have HSV2, definitely not.
Yeah.
And also, I'm pretty sure if you hire a sex worker and you disclose that information prior to, that will also make like
yeah, girl, me too.
Facts. Or I don't care.
Yeah.
Because 75% of people in America have it.
Yeah.
Chances are, I already got the shit. You know. You really don't.
It's gonna do the Oprah meme.
No, but facts though.
Yeah.
But facts, I mean, that'll also make the weeding process easier because mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I called this thingy or whatever, and all of these said no. So now it's like ordering food, but you don't eat pork, and they be cooking the food on the pork on the same grill that they cook like the veggies on.
Yeah.
You know, it's just trial and error.
Yeah.
I think you'll do that.
Yeah. And by the barrier method, I had meant dental dams mm-hmm. in case there was any confusion there. So, yeah, I think this is definitely possible. It just takes a little bit of, not to be condescending, but thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think some people think, like, having sex with not a sex worker is, like, their goal. But, like, people are, like, OD on this unicorn shit. Not everybody's a fucking unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not every, like, Tom, Dick, and Jane walking down the street wants to be your third. And that's okay. You can hire someone to be your third. And yes. it's still going to be fun. So.
Yeah, especially if you're like not trying to do that like publicly.
Yeah, exactly.
I
don't know.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
Like I know that like it'd be even weird to like be in a bar
And then you're like, well, she's cute. Okay, I guess I'm going to approach her. It's like,
from experience, when y'all do that, we're not interested.
It's not. It's very creepy.
It is, yeah.
And it's like, damn, you're literally approaching me for sex.
Yes.
Like I'm a sex worker.
Dum, dum, dum.
Or you could have just approached and said, oh, you don't want to pay? Is that it? You better cough up these funds. I mean, it's,
yeah,
it's always possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let herpes stop you, because 75% of people have it.
You get a herpes. You get a herpes. You drew me into it.
There's 9 types of herpes viruses. Most humans get 2 to 3 in their lifetime before they even contract HSV 1 or 2.
Yes.
It's 3 out of 4 people have, yeah, HSV 1 or 2. And niggas know that. And they be fucking acting like they don't.
Whoa.
That's the craziest part. So don't you worry.
Yeah. All right, story 3 before we wrap up. Mm-hmm. Does anybody want to read this?
It's called, I don't know why I named it, Keep It Cute and Consensual.
Why did you name it?
That is the name of it.
I like that.
And I don't know if I can use their name, so they're just going to be they.
Vajankle, I believe, is the name.
Okay, Vajankle says, hi hoes, first off, y'all are the best. I'm a huge fan of all you and your show.
Thank you
for what you do. Can't wait to be able to throw some coin your way soon to support. I'm writing because I would love to know more about good ways to establish consent with random hookups and one-night stands. I'm a survivor with a lot of complicated feels around sex. I've been a serial monogamist for the last 1,000,000 years, and I'm newly single and ready and really excited to try casual sex.
Before monogamy,
y'all cannot write in shit like that for the show, because we ain't
okay.
Yeah,
this is fucking futures right now.
But I'm newly single and really excited to try casual sex and ethical non-monogamy. But it's a lot easier, and I have more practice having conversations about how I like to practice consent and what I like/don't like in a relationship over time. I'm feeling pretty lost about how I might try to navigate that with someone I just met very quickly and in a way that doesn't kill the mood. Any suggestions y'all have would be truly appreciated. Thanks again for being wonderful. Much love, Vajankle.
Mm-hmm.
I have a story.
Okay,
cool.
Same comedian made a joke about consent. Not like a bad one, though. This is actually pretty interesting. So she was in a bed with a guy that she just met. And she's like, damn, I kind of want to like smash this nigga. Mm-hmm. But she didn't know how to ask him. So she said she was hitting him with the scoliosis bag. Right,
you put your butt on that nigga dick.
Put the butt in the nigga dick.
Classic Samantha move.
He wasn't responding to it. Right.
Wow.
And like she was just trying so hard, but nigga just wasn't like he wasn't responding.
I'm finna sleep.
And she didn't actually like verbalize anything, so she just went to sleep. And then she was like, you know, but she's like, I didn't get consent to touch him. She's like, in the back of his mind, like, touch that nigga dick. Like, no, touch that nigga dick. You don't get consent. And like the old wow. Like, the demons and shit.
She'd be
right?
Such a good comedian if she wasn't transphobic. That's crazy. Why is she like this?
I might have made the joke funnier. But but then we spoke afterwards, and I was like, yeah, but if you would have just like literally just said, hey, is it okay if I like literally like,
and you can
okay
make that very you? Sexy, yeah. Yeah.
Can I touch your dick?
Yeah.
This is literally consensual.
Another like, classic Samantha move.
You know, can I touch your dick? Like, you know, or like.
Can I suck it?
Can I suck it?
Yeah.
Is it okay if I get your dick hard?
Yeah.
Like, what do you like in bed? You know, like, what don't you like in bed? Shit. Like, mm-hmm. What's up, bitch? Like,
yeah. You know. It can get very steamy, very fast.
That's like.
I really hate when people say they don't want to talk about consent to kill the mood. We've just created a mood here, bitch.
Like, right, seriously. Exactly.
Dirty talk exists for a reason. You can make anything.
Right.
Consent is sexy.
Sounds sexy.
Yes.
Consent is definitely sexy. Unconsensual anything is not sexy.
It's not sexy at all.
I remember there was a nigga who would ask to like hold my hand or to kiss me or touch my knee. And I was like, nigga, you can have this pussy.
Exactly.
But also keep asking.
But like, nigga, what?
I had just had a conversation with this. I was like, he was like, ooh, it was like some freaking, ooh, do you kiss on the first date? And I was like, yeah, it depends on the circumstances or whatever. And then I had like broached the conversation, like I would prefer if people ask. And then at the end of the conversation, he was just like, I might not ask though. And I had specifically said I like it when people ask. And I said it for set. I like put bullet points. I was like, one, it shows me that you're thinking about consent, which is very important to me. Two, I think that shit is actually kind of sexy. And then I had another bullet point. And then after my bullet points, he was like, oh, haha, feel you. But I might not ask though. Because y'all have issues, bro. And when I tell you that y'all niggas, and I mean cisgender heterosexual men, have issues, you fucking need help.
When I'm literally telling you, like,
you need help.
That's wild.
Because I just told you something.
Niggas
and you
said,
were just like,
care. Nope. Nigga said, I literally don't care. I don't even know why I asked you that question.
Like, I when I say I don't want a relationship, and you say, I was just so scared that you might want a relationship.
I just.
How?
You how me?
How?
How?
I said it 3 times.
Yeah, it's very eight niggas don't listen.
And different mediums and forms.
Yes. Texted wrote it, spoke it, said it in real life.
What is it when do you do the
text? What do you want from me? I'm about to be Tyrese and all y'all niggas the whole fucking summer,
wild
bro.
Cries. Love the cries. Back to consent.
Yes. Sorry.
But not seriously, in your casual one night stands,
yeah,
that's just really it. And then you could also say, you know, I like what turns me on is when you ask to touch me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and also you can gauge the responses, because if you're a survivor, then you also, you know, you want to maintain a little bit of control. That's you maintaining control. Because mm-hmm. if they say something like that, like, oh, but I might not ask, you're going to say, uh-huh. okay, cool. This might not be a situation I want to be in.
Right.
Because to say, and you can up
and
leave.
Like, I'm picking mm-hmm. up and like yeah. that meme of Viola and her purse, I'm out. Yes. What is wrong with you?
Consent gives you, me. It gives you a gauge of where you really like, if you want this to go any further,
mm-hmm.
like, my partner and I, it was going to be, like, a casual hookup, but even then, it was very, like, it was sexy-ass consent.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, can I give you a massage? And I said, yes.
Yes, you may.
And then he said, can I massage your butt? And I said, yes, but you can't touch my vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't. Oh, my God, my nigga, I was so fucking wet. I was like, yo, I've been friends with this nigga for 10 years. I ain't fucking this nigga tonight. He massaged so far around my pussy. He's like, that shit was looking me in the face.
Danger zone.
Winking
danger
at me.
Danger zone.
I smelled the pheromones from your fucking panties. I saw your fucking shit. Your shit was changing colors. Still did not touch me for 2 hours.
He had the radar on.
2 hours.
Wow.
2 hours and not touch me.
That's very fucking
until
attractive.
Until we were in the bed. And
we
then
like
I
it when you aren't it. Rapists, guys.
Yes. Like, literally.
The spoiler alert.
Nigga, I gave that nigga the super yams. I put the eyes, clenched my pussy so
let
tight,
me put
I thought I was about to break his dick.
Ass on ya.
Nigga, he said, can I? Yes, you can do everything to me, but keep asking me, nigga.
It sexy was can I?
Amazing.
Yeah.
So I think that it's, even if you practice it, like I practice like that kind of talk when I'm just like talking to my like friends when we do shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally it sounds kind of, it is a little weird at first, but it's weird because you're not like used to it.
It's weird because we live in a rape culture.
Yes, yeah. We live in an unconsensual society.
Exactly.
But the more you practice and the more you also, you know, get comfortable with also saying no, like this is something I'm not with,
mm-hmm.
you know, protect yourself and shit.
Yeah.
But definitely let these niggas know I like consent.
Right.
You don't know what consent is? I'm definitely not fucking you.
Right. And you can also have these conversations before you're in person. Like, mm-hmm. text is a very good way to broach these conversations.
Yes. And I find it not weird, but that they said that they like to tell people what they like and don't like
over time.
Nigga, you're going to know what I don't and I don't like before
today,
we're fucking.
Right, exactly.
Like, before the first sex, we're not about to do this and I'm going to tell you what I don't like.
I want you to not put your tongue directly on my clitoris.
Do not spit in my mouth.
Don't put your tongue inside my vagina.
Ooh.
Which I have told someone that and they were just like, I'm going to put that tongue in that pussy. I'm like, I told you I didn't like that.
Yo.
What's wrong with you?
What is wrong with y'all?
Y'all have rough
wild issues.
Y'all are not okay.
Wild issues. Son.
These niggas are not okay.
And I feel like gotta let them know.
For
don't
me,
put your tongue in my ear.
I'll smack you.
Let's fight.
We have to at that point because I already told you.
But I feel like it sets the mood. I'm a very foreplay person.
Yeah.
I'm a very audio foreplay person. So yes. I want to hear what you about to do to me. And then I'm going to interject
tell
if
me.
I don't like it.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
I'm like, so how about we try this instead? Because that sounds like a no.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, keep going.
I'm not that flexible.
Yeah.
I'm not. You cannot bend me into a pretzel, my nigga.
Put your toe in your butthole, bitch.
I did that last week. And I said I didn't like it.
I told you my hip hurt afterwards.
You horrible, horrible man.
I listen to NHO Uprising, pop some Motrin.
So, stretch, heating pad, I got you. Ooh, that's
floss
sexy.
For you, gingivitis.
That's
so this is like
floss before you suck dick, guys.
We're gonna show you what
consent can be and how sexy consent can be. Your dick's gonna get hard, your pussy's gonna get wet, your vaginkles are gonna get open. Because
I'm open, bro. And then your feet just fall off.
They grow forward. The vaginas will grow because as soon as it moves forward, the vagina's already there. The vagina's always in the angles. But now you just see it. You thought it was bone marrow, it's pussy. And somebody's gonna fuck it. It's not.
Why would those words ever come together? Are you kidding me? Welcome. It's not bone marrow, it's pussy.
I need that to be the title of
I never thought that I would ever hear that sentence in my entire life. Did you say you're welcome at the end? I didn't want that.
I didn't know I needed that. I did not know I needed that.
It's not bone marrow. I can't believe it's not
pussy. Can't believe it's pussy. I'm gonna fuck.
So when you need a bone marrow transplant,
it's just pussy.
It's just several vaginas. It's just pussy.
Oh, shit, no, it's just like it's just vaginal secretions. It's the creamy kind, it's the loose stringy kind, it's the thick kind, it's squirt, it's just all kinds of shit. It's not bone marrow, it's just pussy juice.
That's all I got.
They took me out.
Niggas are literally going to unfollow me.
I am crying tears right now.
Rob to talk about Pajacos the whole episode. I am done with this.
You somehow inserted it into every conversation.
And we needed it.
Yeah,
we needed it.
You really stepped your game up, Rob. Yes.
Y'all,
ooh, I love foot vagina puns. They're my favorite.
I really love the picture.
I never thought
that Femme Fatale drew of us.
Yeah,
but I think I need to make my profile pic of vaginkle.
Vaginkle,
that's important.
Oh, you know, man.
Feminist Fatale, if you're still listening to this dumbass show, can you draw us as feet?
Oh my God, please.
Just a reimagining.
I goddamn dropped the mic.
I need a new Instagram picture.
All right.
Please at least drop me as a foot.
We gotta go.
Nobody, just me as a foot.
Can we be your toes?
There's only three of you. No, we gotta go. We gotta go.
I don't know. Make it Nova.
Well, if you guys like to follow us on social media.
Oh, man. We gotta go. So bad.
If you guys would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at Inaho Uprising without the G on Twitter.
Curated by Rob.
At Inaho Uprising on Instagram and Facebook. Go to Inaho Uprising to pay a hoe. Buy out some merch.
Yeah, buy it out, man. We gotta order some new shit.
Yeah, we gotta get buy some new shit in, y'all. I'm trying to get some thong bikinis in. We can't get that if we got crop tops.
Let's exactly. Go. We gotta sell these crop tops. Please buy it.
Oh, you guys can follow me at Hey A Cool Girl on Instagram and Twitter.
The bald one. What are your pronouns?
I'm sorry, I've been too out. My pronouns are she and her.
Rob.
And you can follow me at Vance.Foot.
You actually have to change it now. It's canon.
I've been thinking about it for so long. I cannot wait to say my Instagram is Vance.Foot. My Instagram is panafrican.bootyscratcher and Vance.Black with a Q for my Artstagram. And I'm Rob_God on Twitter.
I'm Sam. Pronouns she and her. Sam Ritt on Instagram and Twitter, and Carmen San Diego for traveling food photos, traveling foot photos. I'm gonna change it.
To make this foot in all the locations.
They're gonna think it's a typo, but it's gonna be one of Sam's toes. Like, you know how like fathers, they take the picture and be like a finger, it's gonna be your toe.
I actually have very nice feet. If you would like to pay me for foot pictures.
No, Sam does have nice feet because I peeped them one day. I've only seen Sam's foot one time in my life. We were recording and I was staring at the whole time. And then I think I texted you or I told you in person that you had really nice feet.
Show me that foot.
And then I was like,
Black girl's foot.
Creepy.
Black girl's foot part 1 and 2.
Put them on my face. Don't, please. It's weird. But like, I'm going to get a vaginkle in the mold of your foot.
Ooh, okay, goodbye. Bye.